Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Enlightening the Mind, a weekly talk show that deals with issues and topics that affect and shape how we live our daily lives. I'm your host, Stacey Royale, and I want to start this show off by saying, wow, what a week we've just had. Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump has done it. He has done what no other president has done before. He has come in and has literally taken America to task and to war. President Trump, with his followers, has came in this past Wednesday and stormed the Capitol building of the United States trying to challenge the election results that were going to verify that Joe Biden was president. And a lot of people didn't think he was going to do this. And I want to say this. I just want to say this to start off. I want to say this. Donald Trump is he's one of the most powerful presidents we've ever had. And let me say why. He is the only man to get a mob to actually come in, storm the Capitol, and take over. Stuff that only happens in movies happen in real life. I want to bring my panel on, led by Chris Gemini, and I want to ask him straight up this question. With all this being said, with everything going on, the president stormed the Capitol, they're starting to arrest some of these people, they're coming in doing this. I want to ask you a twofold question. First, the first part of the question is, should President Trump be impeached and kicked out of office if they could, with only 11 days left? Let me say that. And the second thing, are his people nuts, stupid, and crazy for supporting him? Or just what's your whole thoughts about this whole thing? Go ahead, Gemini.
I'm going to approach it like this. Let me first get to your first question, should he be impeached? It's kind of funny that his followers, half of them don't even know what ship to jump on now. They're completely confused. He should have been impeached a long time ago. But followers are starting to see how bad he is, just how nutty of a leader he is. For instance, I listened to Dana Loesch, okay? I kind of like her, but she's a late-night conservative radio personality and host, and she's a heavy supporter of gun amendments. And she stated that she believed that the Trump mob that marched on the Capitol wasn't as bad as the Black Lives Matter protest, because police weren't hit over the head with bricks. Yeah.
Okay.
So I found in my research that dozens of officers were injured in this protest. The extremists attacked police with metal pipes, discharged chemical irritants, and took up other weapons against these officers. No presence from the military, no National Guard, no Secret Service, and it seems to be no secrecy by any of those departments to even rush to the Capitol. Why is that? You guys can't see thousands of people walking up the streets heading towards the Capitol. Okay, now I'm going to ask you this. Here's the part that really bothers me, Royale, is this. What if you put black faces on those protesters and bushes on their heads? Would they even have made it to the steps? Look at how the police handled. I don't like how they handled that mob. The police were pushed back just holding shields. Okay. Look at the aggressiveness they used at the Black Lives Matter protests. Completely different. Hell, they gave Kyle Rittenhouse, who shot two protesters at the Black Lives Matter protest, they gave him a cup of water.
Now, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, and because I'm going to go to everybody else, and I want to hear y'all points on that. But should we really be turning this into a black and white matter? And I'm not saying that to be politically correct.
Absolutely, because
Absolutely,
because what it did was it highlighted for the entire country biasness there is in our law enforcement and the way they handle different types of situations. It's the same type of situation, but different people. If you don't believe that there is a divisive tool here between how different cultures are handled by this country and looked upon about this country, then we are blind. We got a long ways to go then than we thought. Simple as that, because, issue with the way blacks are handled in this country versus the way white protesters are handled in this country have always been along the history of period. It's enthreaded in America.
Mm-hmm. Let me go to Hefe, and I'm gonna come back to you on that statement. Hefe, what do you think about this? Tell me what you think about what happened in this situation. First of all, should President Trump be impeached? And to go piggyback off of Gemini's statement, why does this have to be a black and white issue? This Capitol was under siege for something totally different. Why do we have to make it a black and white issue when the issue is totally different? Go ahead.
What I think is, God bless America. I'm loving this. To answer your question is this. Do I personally think they should? No, excuse me. Do I want to see him impeached? No. Do I think they should impeach him? Yes. Because you touched on it, and I hate that you touched on it, Royale, because I was going to go there anyway. In my opinion, this is the most powerful president I think any living American has ever seen in their lifetime. And so he has shown he is a threat. This guy has confirmed pushing 80-something confirmed million followers and voters, supporters. We don't know how many who are neutral, who haven't just committed to his side for whatever reason, but it's confirmed pushing upwards 80 million people. And these are not kumbaya 80. These are aggressive, armed 80, ones who will speak their mind, and they're not worried about going to loot no goddamn, loot no convenience store. They're going to the capital of the capital. If that ain't a statement. Now, he showed how technical
he is.
And they showed up with rifles. Yeah, these folks ain't out here talking about beating each other up and shooting each other in music and all this. No, those are gangsters. They went to the capital of the capital.
Listen,
ain't that a bitch?
Let me tell y'all. I'm gonna let you come back in, but I wanted to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump, to me, man, this dude should be immortalized in gold. And I'm gonna tell y'all why, man. Look, I don't want to hear another rapper. I don't want to hear no more clown rappers talking about how tough they are when they can't do what Donald Trump did. Listen what Donald Trump did. Listen how deep this is, y'all. And I'm gonna bring on and Mother Teresa. We're gonna bring
you
on.
I just gotta
get this out. Listen to me on this. Listen, and I'm gonna let y'all get the point. Listen to this, man. I sat here and I'm truly watching an American gangster on TV. I'm gonna tell y'all this. You say what you want to say about Donald Trump. All you cowards say what y'all want to say about Donald Trump, but all you so-called gangsters is half the man that Donald Trump is. Because Donald Trump said, I don't give a dang. I want y'all to march up there. I'm going to tell y'all. He said, you ain't going to give my lecture. I'm going to show y'all something. I want all my people to go and destroy the Capitol. And what did they do? That's more powerful than a Malcolm X could ever do. And I love Malcolm X. I love Malcolm X. Listen, I love them. But they not gangsters. They not gangsters. This dude, and they went in, and what they did, they went in with stones, bricks, buildings, and guns. And let me just say this, and I'm finna let you come in. I know you got to do your point, but I'm going to say this. I'm going to let you do your point, then I'm going to go to Mother Teresa. But let me tell you what this dude did. Not only did Donald Trump march into that camp, head down, but his followers sat at their desk, and they flaunted it. Now, is that right? Heck no. I'm not saying that's right. But I'm telling you, that's what gangsters do. Go ahead and finish your point, and I'm going to go to Mother Teresa.
Okay, yeah, the big perspective, and to give Trump credit, that was a very clever and tactical move on his behalf because, like I said from jump, all of this is a multifaceted event. That was a smart way to collect information, to attain those computers of his adversaries, they're going to open those computers and see what's going on. And then for there not to be no police, no tasers drawn, no tear gas deployed, no guns drawn, These officers basically were tussling and hugging with the protesters, and these protesters got their hands on possibly critical information in those computers from his adversary. So this was a clever move, and yes, since this man showed how powerful he is, they should impeach him, but I don't want to see him impeached. It's only 11 days left, and he's out of here anyway.
Yeah.
So, hey, I could see.
And I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to come back to you on that, because I'm going to ask you, why should he be impeached? Let me bring in Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa, my first question to you is, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I found her last week. She was out because she was at the Capitol. I went to the Capitol and had to get her out of there, had to bail her out.
Send me Mother Teresa.
Because she was down there, and I had went out there and told her, girl, get your butt on home. This ain't what you do. So we bailed her out, and I got her back, y'all. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, she's back today. So let me ask you this. Should Trump be impeached, and what is your thoughts on what happened at the Capitol?
No, I don't think Trump should be impeached. I really don't think
he should. That's my girl.
You know,
okay.
And I hate to say it, but when you say they went in there with guns and they went in and there destroyed the Capitol, are you talking about Antifa, right? Because that's who went in there and destroyed. That is who went in there and destroyed the Capitol. That's who went in there. That shit that was so set up. You have got to be kidding me. Are you guys watching the news? You guys have been brainwashed just like the rest of the...
Oh, my goodness.
You guys did not.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, y'all got... Oh, no, I just got a...
You know...
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on, hold on.
There was more peace in that... And
oh
there was out
God.
Of all those people, they got one guy
wait
with
a
gun.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Mother Teresa.
Yep.
Mother Teresa.
That's the same
on.
Thing.
Are
you don't
not
think they didn't,
the
send
thing.
That, they didn't send him in there?
Oh,
are you serious?
Wait a minute.
Mother Teresa,
on,
you got a BB gun. Like,
Lord, hold on.
You people.
Hold on. Is this how
you,
we do it? It's not
you
way.
You got to turn off that constant negative news. I'm telling you, they are brainwashing America, and you guys got to get out and save yourself.
I got you.
Right now.
I got you. I feel you. I love you to death. Mother Teresa, I love you to death, but I just got to ask you this question. Hold on, wait a minute now. Is this what we going with? Hold on. Is this the best that we got? Is this the best that Trump people got? So the Trump people are not even going to take action. So wait a minute now. Now, the Trump people are saying, is this what y'all saying, that it wasn't y'all, it was the Antifa? So Antifa just do everything. Antifa, so Antifa,
it
I thought Antifa was supposed to be black people.
Already,
I didn't see no black people.
It,
so Antifa got white people in it now? Hold on now. So Antifa got white people in it now. Because first of all, Antifa in the summer was black. So did they? Wait a minute. So during the summer, I guess they was in the sun getting a tan because they was all black. Now in the wintertime, they don't turn back to being white. So Antifa now is no longer black people. So now they're white people. Oh my God, Antifa did this.
Mm-hmm.
It could be the Trump people.
Yep.
It could be the Trump people holding up flags.
Mm-hmm.
So this article that I'm reading right now by the New York Times that says our president wants us here, the mob that stormed the Capitol yelling that Donald Trump sent us, those Antifa people. Those wasn't because the Trump people would never do nothing like that. They would never do nothing like that. They would.
We are American loving people. We love this Capitol.
America loves
we
people.
Love America.
Okay.
Why would they destroy it? That's so that the goddamn. That's so Biden can remodel and repair and build it how he wants to. This is a bunch of BS. It's a bunch of BS,
now.
And you guys, I cannot believe that you're believing it.
So why would I heard, it sound like to me she's been listening to a lot of Brian Kilmeade said the same thing about Antifa was there that led these people. But listen, why would Trump explain this then?
How come all of the Senate people, all of the Democrats, they all got up one by one and left? There was not one Democratic person in there whenever this stuff went down. You tell me that they didn't have, they weren't warned, they weren't told, they didn't get
no, you
a
tell
warning,
me,
you,
you, you, you, you tell me. You tell me why almost over 60 Trump officials have now resigned and walked out because of this.
Mm.
Ever since he took presidency. Tell me why Trump directly addressed this Trump mob that went into the Capitol, he addressed them and said, y'all stand down. Y'all actually making the situation worse. Y'all stand down and stand back and go home. He did not once say, these are not my people. Those are Antifa people. He not once said that. He not apologized for what they did to the Capitol. He never even apologized.
It's not like he was down there and could see everybody that was there and identify people. He didn't know what all was going on. Seriously.
She makes a good point. Now, let me say this. Hold on. Now, President Trump, to prove Gemini's point, I've never known President Point Trump to say he loved Antifa, but he told them in his first statement, President Trump
that
said,
he loved them.
We love you. Keep up the good work.
We love you.
And the second thing, to Mother Teresa's point, I would have to say this. You say that all of the Trump people are good loving citizens that love America and love the Capitol. Then why the hell were they in Washington trying to protest an election that they could not change? Are they too stupid to know that they can't change the election? If they really love America, wouldn't they follow the American ways and results? Would they not be supportive instead of wanting to go down there and protest? See, y'all got to look at this whole thing.
You got to understand, hey, how did Trump react to the destruction that happened in protests? He the one said, well, I'm going to call in the National Guard and the military because we're not going to withstand y'all destroying buildings. But it was okay. It took Joe Biden to get on national TV to ask the president, who's supposed to be a great leader, to please do his job and address this mob that you created.
Well,
I'll
tell you this. Hold on. Well, I'm going to tell you this. If I'm going to war, I ain't taking no goddamn Joe Biden. Or no Barack Obama. I want Trump and his followers, whether they led by Antifa or not. I want Trump and whoever that was down there with that horns on his head, with his shirt off. I want him. I want them. I don't want these
like
thug rappers who ain't doing nothing. I want them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Let me bring you in, Hefe. I want you to explain this right here to me. Okay. So I wanted to ask you a question, and you brought up a good point, and Gemini brought up a good point, where he said if these were black people, would this have gone down the way it did? And here's my thought. I hear that, and I'm going to say this. Personally, honestly, 100%, if this was black people, they'd have been killing every black person that wasn't even in Washington. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There is a double standard. We all understand there's a double standard. But the question isn't what would have happened. The question is, why is there a double standard? Why did they let these people go down there? Now, if they were Antifa people, just like Mother Teresa said, then the cops truly screwed up. Because there's no way in hell you're going to let Antifa people do anything. Okay? So if they really were Antifa people, okay, then that would have been done. So see, that shuts all that down. You guys got to come to reality. Okay? The reality of the situation is these Trump supporters are loony, stupid, retarded. I'm telling you, they retarded. And I'm telling them to their face they retarded. And I'm going to tell y'all another thing. Y'all better watch what y'all doing. See, y'all acting like y'all got this big stronghold where y'all do what y'all want to do. You just ain't ran across the right person yet. See, you running across America, who you are a black guy on America, because America always say that white people don't do something and black people do it. But America is getting a mirror put into their faces. They so deep that they even saying Antifa or other people doing it. When they don't even stick up for what they're doing, they are cowards. Now, I'm going to call them a coward to their face. I do think they're cowards, but
Trump people cowards. No,
yes,
how?
I'm gonna tell you why they cowards.
I
because they cowards because they act like women. They act like spoiled women. They act like they gotta have their way. You lost. Be a man or a woman about it. You lost. Don't sit up here. You stole this from me. Who the hell stole what from you? What was stolen from you? You tell me what was stolen. You stole the election from me. Man, everybody voted. And then every time them out, it's always, go ahead.
This is why I won't use the word coward. I'll use the word bitter.
Oh, you
got to
use the word.
Remember, we're speaking from their perception. Their perception is the reason behind what they did the other day. Because they feel like they are dealing with corruption, and they are opposing corruption on behalf of the Democrats.
Fair
and
enough.
Or whatever.
Yeah, but you know
so
what?
Like,
you know what?
Okay,
I don't see
fair
them.
Enough.
You
get,
nah,
I apologize.
No. I don't
want Antifa, y'all. It was pretty much everybody out there. It's not just Antifa.
Okay.
We can't put this on the
let
people.
Me say this.
The reason
I get it. I get it. You're saying. I get it. You're saying it's right versus left.
Hold on. Let me finish this point. Hello. No, Jim, I left this point, and then I'm going to let you come in next. But I do want to say this. I apologize calling them cowards because, look, and I'm going to say, y'all listen to me now. I want all you Trump people to listen to me now. I apologize. I did not call y'all cowards because ain't no coward going to say we finna take over the Capitol. Them Negroes that talk all that stupid talk, they cowards. Trump people, I apologize to y'all. Y'all not cowards. Those Negroes that's hide behind white people
right.
is cowards. I wish we could be half of the people y'all were. Go ahead, Gemini.
I can agree with that. I can agree with what you said. But I guess when y'all want to talk about y'all are one nation, one people here, and there is no double standard, I never see those same people ever march for anybody else's rights or any other colored person in this country rights. They march to the Capitol for their own agenda, for what they want.
But hold on.
Blacks should do the same thing. Blacks should do the exact same thing for
exactly.
what they want.
If you want something,
I agree with that.
Exactly. So those people.
Don't say blacks don't do that and not get met by aggressive police and get shot down and killed.
It doesn't matter.
But let me say that. Y'all catching my point.
A coward dies a thousand deaths. A soldier dies once. Those people fought for their beliefs and they went in at it, so they're not cowards. Go ahead on, Hefe, and then I want one of Teresa to come in. I think she wanted to make a point. Go ahead.
Okay, do y'all understand that what we saw was a display of power? The reason those officers, the Capitol Police, the National Guard, they were told to stand back and not be violent against this crowd, because that was the very crowd this government fears most, aggressive, armed white people who will revolt. We were at the edge of a revolution, literally. People take that for granted.
Hey, man, hold on.
They're not scared of black people uniting and protesting. Because they know we are cowards. We're not going to fight like that. We're going to loot a store.
Exactly.
We damn sure won't go to the Capitol. So they saw. Imagine if those white people were being shot on TV. Can you imagine the other white supporters would have uprose across the country?
And the Negro
one
hey, preach, brother. You know what? I got to bring Mother Teresa on. And I'm with you on that. And I'm going to let you come back after that. But I want to just say this right here. Dude, you are 100% right. You said the greatest words. They are afraid. They know they can do anything they want to black people, because black people going to be, if you beat them one time, because they was told to turn the other cheek. Them Negroes ain't going to fight back from nothing. And dude, I'm going to tell y'all this, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to turn it over to Mother Teresa. There's no way in hell you Negroes, I don't care how big and bad you rap, I don't care how big and bad you think you in this, you're not going to win a war against those white boys. Those white boys are powerful. That whole white army,
better join
their
them.
Women are more powerful
better
than
join
your
them
women.
White boys.
And I'm
better
telling
join
you
them white boys.
That you better get your act together. You better stand down. Look, you saw an army, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you should have did. They fought for what they wanted, and they were going to tear it down. And I'm not saying it's right. See, y'all like, well, did you say it's right? No, I'm saying, but they did what they had to do. Go ahead, Mother Teresa. You wanted to come in for us talking. You trying to get in there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I kind of lost my point at there, but I did want to say.
Okay.
I did that earlier.
There were so many people there that were there for America and the right for America and what Trump has done for America and the black community and bringing the unemployment rate. I mean, it has never been this good in America. Nobody has made ever this much amount of money and had the good things. You wait if this guy gets into office, you just wait and see the economy and the way that things are going to go. Do you think that he is actually for black people? Do you really believe that?
Well, he actually was because he's actually now, before he got in office, he's actually going to give us reparations. He even says that the first act that he does, and I'm glad you brought that up because I'm looking at the article where Joe Biden said that the first order of business on the 21st is he's going to have a caucus that talks about giving black reparations to the black slaves. He goes on to say, Biden goes on to say that this country was built off of the labor, sweat, blood, tears, and deaths of the blacks or African-American community, yet they don't get 1% of the wealth that they built. It is time for us to have a new day. If you look at it, then he goes on to show the statistics of the black wealth as opposed to the white wealth. It says that a dollar stays in a black neighborhood for 6 hours. A dollar stays in a white neighborhood for 36 days. The black community has so much wealth going through it, but that's just it. It doesn't stay in their communities. He says that the music, the arts, artistry, everything is established and built off of the labor and sweat of the black and African-American communities, but they enjoy none of the benefits of their work. So, yes, I do say he's going to change it. And Mother Teresa, I'm going to let you finish. But if you really look at it, let's be fair. When President Obama got into office, George Bush, a white president, a Republican, who all he wanted to do to go was go to wars, left us in a recession that was unlike any other. Under Barack Obama's presidential term, Trump enjoyed the benefits of that. So let's be fair. Let's please stop. Let's please stop. Because Donald Trump had 5 bankruptcies under his belt. Failed business after failed business. What makes you think he was going to get it right in America? That's all I'm asking you. Now, go ahead and finish that. Please do. Please tell me how Donald Trump blessed us. Tell me that now. I need to know because I'm ready to support it. I'm strong on with you. But you got to come with something. Go ahead.
He has been under a lot of interrogation, and he's been in court since he got into office or before. He's had this pandemic thing, and with the state of emergency, it seems like shouldn't he even have to continue on anyway? Because during, you know, a thing like this, he's not really been able to deal with presidential things that, you know, normal things. But, you know, it is what it is, and it's interesting, but I'm going to tell you, I don't think that it's been fair, and I think that that's why the people of America went to the Capitol to say that we're not going to stand for this. We know that this election thing was BS. You can't fake the numbers. The amount of votes that they had, there's no way the weight and the amount of it would have possibly been able to even been in a box, okay? They had more, there's in Georgia, they had more votes than there are actual people there in Georgia. It's just things don't add up and things don't come out right and people need to wake up. And I'm sorry, but I don't trust
fair enough
what is going on. I don't.
Fair
and
enough.
I don't think.
Fair, I'm going to let you have the last word. We got under a minute, so go ahead and finish up so I can close out.
Okay, I'm going to lean towards Mother Teresa's point in criticism about Joe Biden. Let's look at the big picture.
Yeah,
Fast forward. If he empowers black people the way black people deserve to be and want to be and should be, that is the ultimate threat, the worst-case scenario for white folks in America, to see us empowered, unified, and progressing. That will force the white folks to become more vicious with their plans to either destroy this planet before they go to Mars or kill people or lock people
up. And on that note,
go ahead.
On that note, I want to thank you guys for tuning in to Enlightening the Mind. This has definitely been a crazy week, but I do want to leave you guys with this thought. We brought up on our panel that those protesters was out there and they were fighting. But I want to leave y'all with this thought, and I want you to think about this. Would you have had the same outcome if those supporters would have been black? Thank you for listening to Enlighten the Mind. We'll see you guys next week. Have a blessed rest of your week.